From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama says Americans can recover from what he called a very difficult week. The president sought to reassure Americans shaken up by the two police shootings of African Americans and an ambush that left five policemen dead in Dallas. Mr. Obama called Dallas sniper Micah Johnson a deranged individual who does not represent African Americans. The president said Americans of all races and backgrounds are rightly outraged by the deadly attack on Dallas police officers and rightly saddened and angered by the fatal police shootings in Louisiana and Minnesota.
And we have to make sure that all of us step back, do some reflection, and make sure that the rhetoric that we engage in is constructive and not destructive.
On Saturday, the people of Dallas were working through the emotions of Thursday's violence and trying to make sense of the tragedy. In front of Dallas Police Department headquarters, passersby offered condolences at two squad cars decked with flowers, children's toys, and notes of sympathy. President Obama has pledged long-term U.S. support for Europe and urged unity at what he said is a pivotal moment for the NATO alliance. The president reaffirmed what he called the U.S. commitment to the defense of Europe and to the transatlantic relationship. Mr. Obama also called on Britain and the European Union not to harden their stances as Britain begins the process of negotiating its exit from the EU. Also, alliance leaders pledged to continue training Afghan security forces into 2017 and billions of dollars for that effort. This